When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ding ding!
How about we can just watch basketball?
How about we can just watch basketball?
Good morning and welcome to the Daily Ding. Happy Monday, everybody. I am Dave DeFore. I've got my man Keith Parrish here, and we've got a little bit of a, I don't know, we'll call it something original, Keith. Maybe weekend update. What do you think?
That's not taken. I think we should have that.
Sure. Week one in the books in the NBA. We just had our first weekend. And Keith, we have three teams that are 3-0, two of which feature Ball brothers. This is kind of cool.
The Warriors need a Ball brother because you're right. Yeah, LaMelo and Lonzo having a great season with their teams so far. The early going has gone exactly as planned.
That's right. So the Bulls are now 3-0, and obviously a lot of changes happened there in the offseason. DeMar DeRozan brought in to help. I don't know. Is he anchoring the offense when Zach LaVine isn't able to be out there cooking? I don't know exactly what his job is going to be long term, but he certainly is providing some stability that they were lacking when Zach LaVine wasn't on the court last year.
Yeah, I think that's why he's there, and I would argue he's providing it. I mean, the Bulls being 3-0 is basically, in my mind, it's two things. One, Zach LaVine is godlike. I don't want to be offensive, but still, he's been incredible. And two, they've played the Pistons twice and a Pelicans team that's like should light itself on fire. Like they've played the easiest schedule ever, so I don't know how much of it's real. The Bulls are going for it. They desperately want to make the playoffs. They traded picks to bring in Vucevic that backfired last year, but they're hoping it'll work out this year. They traded picks to get DeRozan, and they are 3-0. But again, cupcake schedule.
I'm just looking at the numbers here, and they're on pace for 82-0, Keith. So it looks pretty good.
They have the best defense in the NBA. You know, throw out the caveats about their opponents, but they also had the best defense in the NBA in the preseason, so maybe they actually are building something that's legitimate. You know, I don't know when their big test's going to be, but you can only beat who's put in front of you. Good job, Chicago Bulls, getting out on this season on the right foot.
Yeah, the Hornets pick up a big win against the Brooklyn Nets, who, you know, not looking great so far, but the Hornets have looked pretty good. They've started some of these games slow, but they've had some really, really nice runs. And look, even though he didn't play in the fourth quarter of this game when Charlotte really took the game over and won, LaMelo has been at an all-star level so far. Again, it's only three games, but that guy is stirring the drink like crazy.
He's so good too, and all his weird-looking three-pointers are going in, and he just keeps launching them from like further and further back, and they keep going in. But it was great on Sunday afternoon when he couldn't get back in the game because Ish Smith was cooking. And when Ish Smith is cooking, you just let him do his magic. You can't mess with that. So the Hornets have been so entertaining. I think in the preseason, like before the season started, a lot of people circled. It was like a very cliche answer to circle the Charlotte Hornets and say, like, hey, that's my league pass team. Well, they lived up to it. These games are so incredibly entertaining. Also joining Zach LaVine, I'm going to deify Miles Bridges. How is he so good? This guy is a human highlight reel. I don't think that's taken either. He's a human highlight reel, and he's putting up 50, 40, 90 stats for this second year in a row, but now he's averaging like 25 points per game. Like,
it makes no sense to me. Someone's going to make me choose between Mikal and Miles, and it's going to be a Bridges too far.
Oh, my God.
How about Gordon Hayward?
He's been good. I mean,
missed some shots early on in this game, but I thought, again, his physically looked pretty good. Once he hit a couple, got rolling for them. And I mean,
right. I mean, he's just a solid, proven, very, very good NBA player. And that's just like, don't want to say it's a luxury because he's like a crucial element of this team. This team is weirdly deep. I don't know if a lot of people loved their moves. Like Kelly Oubre, we pull our hair out trying to figure out, like, is he good? Is he terrible? Like, I don't know. I honestly can't tell. Like, all right, his feel is a little off, but I think he's helping this team right now. But him on the bench, like Oubre on the bench with PJ Washington, who was playing, I think, over 30 minutes per game for them last year, and he has a lesser role because they have more talent, more bodies with Miles Bridges playing so well and with a healthy Gordon Hayward. This is a team, I think, I was lower on them than the Bulls before the season started. They're both 3-0. I think I like what I'm seeing from the Hornets just a little bit more.
And then the other 3-0 team, the Warriors, they beat the Kings on Sunday night, 119-107. You know, Steph Curry, 27 points, 10 assists. He's basically turned into Russell Westbrook so far this season. He's just flying all over the place. Jordan Poole with another 22 points. And it's easy to see why so many people were really, really high on the Warriors.
Yeah, the defense they showed last year has carried over. They look very, very tough on the defensive end. And when you can rely on Steph Curry, and then you also have Draymond Green there, like, it's just such, I don't know, a backbone of a strong NBA team. They're getting the bonus of not having to play their young guys yet, like James Wiseman and John Kuminga. Like, that is probably helping them out right now as they chase wins. And you're seeing it. I think the strength of that defense, this team is legit. I was a bit of a doubter. I didn't trust the Otto Porter edition, the Bielitsa edition. I thought they're depending on a few too many, like, fringe kind of veteran role player guys. But so far, so good. And it's all, for me, it's just like, It's a swarming defense, or it's like an overwhelming defense. And then when anything breaks down, you know, they turn it over a little bit too much, as always, but you always have Steph Curry to bail you out. And I mean, even when he's not being lights out the best shooter we've ever seen, like you said, he's now scratching out inefficient triple doubles while playing Russell Westbrook. It was rude. He did it against Russell Westbrook in that game against the Lakers, beating him in his own game.
And in our Daily Ding marquee matchup of the weekend, Keith, look, it's almost like I called the schedule makers and planned this for you, only the Grizzlies did not do their part here, and they lost to the Lakers 121-118, 3-0, just, I mean, it slipped from their grasp like a Ja Morant missed free throw. Oh, wait.
He was so close. Listen, if the Grizzlies had been 3-0, taking the back-to-back victories against the Clippers and the Lakers on Saturday and Sunday night, I would have been insufferable. So it's probably better for everyone that a little humility was given back to me. I have been trumpeting that the Grizzlies are they're legitimate, and they are legitimate. If you don't know, the Grizzlies are legitimately like a solid team. They're in that 5-9 range of the West. I assume they're going to be battling with the Warriors, with the Mavericks, with, I don't know who else is jumping up. Is the Timberwolves? I don't know. But like, they're the Grizzlies are legit. The pieces they moved last year were made to open up opportunities for their guys, but they fall short. And even worse, with the Grizzlies' loss, you let the Lakers off the mat. You let the Lakers
right.
get up and pick up their first win of the season.
That's right. The Lakers in this game shot 16 of 30 from three, so 53%. We got to talk about Carmelo Anthony, but you know, before we do that, I should mention Ja Morant was amazing. Aside from that one free throw that he missed there at the end of the game, 40 points in this game, 10 assists. I mean, he's absolutely a killer, and has just come out of the gate in a way that I don't think anyone but me and you expected, Keith.
No, everyone was waiting for this. I have a simple question for you, Dave. Who was the best player on the floor in the Lakers Grizzlies game?
Ja Morant, by far. Ja Morant.
By far. He's playing
close.
He's playing arguably the greatest player of all time. He's playing also Anthony Davis, one of the best players ever. And Ja Morant, just by far the best player on the court.
And clearly, like, it wasn't close. The second best player, I would say, was Carmelo Anthony. 28 points in this
Carmelo game. Carmelo had a game, man. Carmelo was killing the Grizzlies just like he did when he was on the Trailblazers in the play-in game. Carmelo Anthony's on fire against the Grizzlies always. I mean, Carmelo Anthony was lighting up Zaire Williams. Is this not amazing? Zaire Williams one of Bronny James's high school teammates playing against LeBron James in an actual NBA game. You had LeBron James playing an NBA regulation basketball game against one of his son's high school teammates. Former high school teammates, of course, but still, that's wild. That's just LeBron in a, was 19th season, now playing his son's friends.
Yeah, that's odd. It was Carmelo in this game with his 28 points. He actually passed Moses Malone for ninth on the all-time scoring list, Keith. Did you expect a career like this out of Carmelo Anthony when he was coming in?
I mean, it's hard to say you expect a guy to become an all-time top 10 scorer, but he's one of those guys people thought was ready-made for the NBA. And on day one, you're like, oh, yeah, this guy can put the ball in the bucket. And he's carried it along. It's the wild thing to me is that like year he was basically out of the league just because no one would sign him or he couldn't find a spot. He couldn't find, you know, a team to play with. And I know he gets criticized for inefficiency, but like right now, this Lakers team with the lineups they're putting on the court, they need somebody to put the ball in the basket. And Carmelo is definitely willing to step up and do that.
Is now a great time to talk about DeAndre Jordan as the starter?
I don't know. Actually, I mean, I understand kind of in theory what the Lakers are thinking. Like, listen, Dwight Howard was awesome in a bench role previously in his Lakers stints. And we like that energy as a big man. And we don't want to start Anthony Davis at the five. So we'll just give DeAndre Jordan these little spot starts. But like, they're not really spot starts. He's playing a lot. They have no spacing. Like, their shooters are LeBron James and Kent Bazemore. And Kent Bazemore is a fine guy, but if he's like your best three-point threat, you have a problem. Like, you have a legitimate problem. And so you got to think eventually they're going to just put, I guess, Dwight at the five. You're still going to have a problem, but then slide DeAndre Jordan out of the rotation entirely, I would think. That, I mean, that team just needs to get some shooting on the court. It sounds very basic. I mean, against the Grizzlies, they made, like you said, 53% of the three-pointers. That's the aberration. When they do that, yes, certainly they will win. They won by 1 point at home against a team on the second half of a back-to-back when they made 16 out of 33s. Like, their recipe is not a recipe for success in today's NBA, and you've got to think at some point Vogel gives in. Because I know the Lakers writers, they're all saying this. Like, how long are we going to keep doing this? A change has to be made to get more spacing on the court.
It has to. Well, that's going to do it for today's show, folks. Don't forget about all the pods we've gotten across The Athletic. And don't forget, Basketball Buzz coming up next on The Athletic NBA Show. For Keith, I'm Dave. You guys stay locked into The Athletic. Keith, take us home.
Ding, ding.